Morning Watch, Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review, Week 2, Message 7, God's Raising Up of Deborah as a Judge of Israel and as a Mother in Israel who practiced the female submission to the man in order to keep God's ordination and bring all of Israel into a proper order under God's kingship and headship. Monday, Related Verses. Isaiah 32, verse 1. Indeed, a king will reign according to righteousness, and the rulers will rule according to justice. Isaiah 33, verse 2. O Jehovah, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of distress. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 through 6 and 10. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. Every man praying or prophesying with his head covered disgraces his head. But every woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered disgraces her head, for it is one and the same as she who is shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her hair also be cut off. But if it is shameful for a woman to have her hair cut off or to be shaved, let her be covered. Therefore, the woman ought to have a sign of submission to authority on her head for the sake of the angels. 1 Peter 3, verse 5. For in this manner, formerly, the holy women also, who hoped in God, adorned themselves, being subject to their own husbands. Judges 5, verses 16 through 17 and 31. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds, listening to the pipings for the flocks? In the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed across the Jordan. And as for Dan, why did he remain with the ships? Asher sat at the shore of the sea and stayed at his landings. May all your enemies so perish, O Jehovah. But may those who love him be like the sun when it rises in its might. And the land had rest for 40 years. Life Study of Judges, Message 4. Prior to the history recorded in these chapters, the people of Israel had never had a female leader. Then suddenly, God raised up a female Deborah as a judge of Israel. Regarding this, we need to realize that in the Bible, whenever God does something which stands out as being extraordinary, it is very significant. It indicates first man's failure and then God's excellent act. At the time of Judges 4, all the men of Israel have failed, so God raised up a woman. That raising up of a female changed the entire condition of Israel. In the Bible, a proper female indicates one who is in submission to God, one who keeps God's ordination. This is the position that Israel should have taken before God, but the situation in Israel had become fully abnormal. The men had left their position before Jehovah. Hence, Israel violated God's ordination, leaving her position as God's wife and forsaking him for hundreds of idols. This brought Israel into a miserable situation and condition. According to God's creation, Deborah was a very capable person. By reading her song in chapter 5, we can see that she was full of ability, capacity, insight, and foresight. But such an excellent person was very submissive. God made her the leader, yet she kept the proper order and took Barak as her covering. She realized that she needed a man to be her covering. Actually, Barak did nearly nothing, yet Deborah took him as her head covering. When she took this kind of standing, the whole nation became different. In their miserable situation, no one would take the lead to fight for Jehovah's interest, and no one would be willing to follow. But when this excellent, extraordinary woman took the lead to practice the female submission to the man, the entire country came into the proper order. Everyone returned to his or her proper position. Thus, Deborah could say in her song, "Then a remnant of the nobles went down. The people of Jehovah went down with me against the mighty." All the leaders took the lead, and all the people followed. The army was formed. At first, only some of the people followed, but eventually they all followed. From this, we see that the entire country came into an excellent order, assuming the proper position before Jehovah. Judges 5, verses 5 and 16 speaks of great resolutions and heart and great searchings of heart. In Israel's miserable situation, no one was searching his heart. But the people needed a great searching of their hearts, and they needed to make great resolutions in their hearts to rise up and follow the others to fight for God's kingdom. Judges 3, verses 12 and 13 says that Jehovah strengthened Israel's enemies. But 4, verses 6 through 16 reveals that Jehovah was fighting for Israel. This shows that God is a God of incarnation. God wants man to be to match him so that he can move. If Israel had not fought, God would not have fought for them. However, because Israel did fight under Deborah in a proper order, God fought for them. The principle is the same with us today. If we do not go out to gain sinners, God will not go. But if we go, God also will go. However, this kind of going out needs a searching of our heart and a resolution in our heart. God will not work until we become active in the searching of our heart and making resolutions in our heart. This is the way to fight the battle. This is the way to preach the gospel. And this is the way to gain sinners to become members of Christ. Judges 5:31b says, "May those who love him be like the sun when it rises in its might." For the sun to rise in its might means that it shines brightly, brilliantly, and gloriously. We need the searchings, the resolutions, and the rising up to shine like the sun. If all the churches would be like this, they surely would enjoy the victory. May all the dear saints and the Lord's recovery have great searchings and make great resolutions. And may they all, by loving the Lord, rise up like the sun to shine brightly.